We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
What do you love?
What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
What do you love? What do you treasure?
Kind, it lasts forevermore.
Things get dirty, things get old, Buster's stone one day.
But that won't happen with treasures from God, you can't take them away.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought of?
Kind, they'll last forevermore.
Things get broken, things get old, Buster's stone one day.
But that won't happen with treasures from God,
you can't take them away. What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought of?
Last time we talked about trials and temptation, and we talked about perseverance. And remember our memory verse we had, Becca?
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
Very good.
God does give us wisdom that can help us in our trials.
God gives us wisdom that we can share with others.
And today we're going to look to the second chapter of the book of James. James, remember who James was? Who was James? Bryson.
Jesus' half-brother.
That's right. And James has more of God's wisdom to share with believers.
My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism.
Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in.
If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?
But you have insulted the poor.
These passages are all about not showing favoritism. What is favoritism?
Favoritism is where you treat somebody differently.
Like if a parent gives more attention to one child than another one.
Okay. Suppose someone came into your church with fine clothing. You think they would get a better seat than someone who came in with clothes?
No.
Not in church.
Not in church.
Brittany.
Not necessarily that they would get a better seat, but that they would, like other people would talk to that person who's dressed better more.
It's really hard. I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we can admit that we look at people differently sometimes. But this scripture is saying that we really need to be prayerful about that and really look to God's word for help with that. Let's continue more in this chapter of the book of James.
If you really keep the royal law found in the scriptures, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right.
But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers.
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
Now, when Moses gave the laws to God's people, he went to the people and they all said together, "We will do everything that the Lord has said. We will obey all the laws all the time." Was it possible for them in those days?
No.
And how about for us now? Is it possible?
Nope.
We're all guilty of breaking the laws, aren't we? Yeah? Well, let's read some more.
What good is it, my brothers, James says, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds?
Can such faith save him?
Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food.
If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?
In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
If a person believes in Jesus, he should be a new creation, loving the Lord with all his heart, soul, and mind, and loving his neighbor.
Our deeds are not a requirement for our faith, but they are a result of our faith.
Our faith is made complete by what we do and how we serve.
If we truly love Jesus, we will want to serve him and others.
When we serve others, we're really serving Jesus.
That's right. And in the third chapter of Colossians, Paul writes, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that you are serving." So, what is the lesson that we've learned from this book of James?
Don't show favoritism.
Okay.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
We can show people that we're Christians by the way we serve.
Okay. And Jamie?
Treating others equally.
Okay. Very, very good. I think you learned this lesson well.
Brick by brick, stone by stone, we're building a house, building a home. Brick by brick, stone by stone, we're building a house of the Lord. We join our hearts, we join our hands to build this house of the Lord. To
another memory verse for today, and it's from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17. Will you repeat after me?
Sure.
Okay, here it is. Whatever you do,
whatever you do,
whether in word or deed,
whether in word or deed,
do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we want to serve others the way you served. We want to care for others the way you cared for them, to see others the way you did, Lord. We believe in you, Jesus. You are our Savior and our friend. We want to show others how much we love you by working for you. May all our work bring glory and honor to you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
God has made each one of us.
We are all different.
God loves us all the same.
Different skin, a different size,
but God loves us all the same.
How much you love Jesus by serving them.
Don't show favoritism.
And remember,
whatever you do, whether in word or deed,
do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
If you would like to contact us, here's our number, 1-800-527-5522.
Or you can email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.